Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1861, Absher Construction Incorporated.
Gentlemen, this is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district, requesting permission to park and store construction equipment and materials and light duty metal fabrication. And it's to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.62 acres, more or less, lying west of Trussell Pond Road, also known as Road 462, 4,900 feet north of Wooten Road, however they choose to pronounce it in Laurel, being Road 72. For the record, we received a couple agency comments, first one being on June 29th of 2009, we received comments from DLDOT in the form of a support facilities report and were advised that a traffic impact study was not recommended and that the existing level of service A of Trussell Pond Road will not change as a result of this application. We also received on October 12th of 2010, County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments in the form of a memorandum and advises that the site is not located in a proposed or current county operated and maintained sanitary sewer district, that the site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 4, that an individual on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. Now, for the benefit of council, I pass down copies of the survey and site plan for this application. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you.
Mr. Chairman, before we go further, just to add to that, Mr. Chasnov here, who appears to be on behalf of Absher Construction, has handed me 10 letters in support from, it looks like, everybody apparently lives on Trussell Pond Road, and several of them are from neighbors either next door or a couple or three or four or five houses down or properties down from. So those will be part of the record, and I'll pass down a copy of those as well.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Chasnow.
Yes, sir.
Nice to see you this evening.
I see you.
You are not a frequent flyer here at Planning and Zoning. I suspect your bar number is a Roman numeral, but you can tell us what it is anyway.
Okay, it's 353.
353, a three-digit. We're getting closer.
If I could get a one-digit, it would be worth a lot of money.
You could sell it like a license plate, too, couldn't you?
Right.
That's right. All right, sir, you may have the floor. Go right ahead.
Okay, Mr. Absher has a construction business. He's just asking to, as you can see from his application, to park and maintain his vehicles and just do light mechanical work there. Part of the reason that he does this is his wife had a stroke, and she's an invalid. She has to stay at home. He wants to stay close to home. You'll see that he's very highly thought of by these letters by his neighbors. They absolutely have no objection. This is neighbors on both sides, people directly across the street. They know the business that he conducts there. He doesn't create any problems. They think that his business is good for their community. They don't oppose it, and so we're asking that you consider his conditional use permit.
All right, sir. We thank you, and let's see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Ross.
Yes, does Mr. Absher currently do some work there, sheet metal work or any kind of work like that, or does he currently store vehicles there?
He does both probably, but I'll let him answer.
Rick Absher, 12706 Trussell Pond Road. I do some minor repairs, and more so in the wintertime when it's too cold. Most of my work is done off my property. 95% of my work is done off my property. You know, in the wintertime it gets a little cold, and then we'll be inside a shop doing a few things. But I don't create a lot of noise or anything, and it's like 95% of my work is done off my property. I do park my trucks there, which I keep it all neat looking, and I have a boom truck that I park in the back of the building because it's a It's a good size lot, and it all stays in the back, and it stays out of sight most of the time.
How far away do you think you are from SMW Sales and Sussex Machine Shop?
Probably a mile from S&W and Midshore Boat Sales.
And then about how many vehicles do you think, construction equipment, what kind of a quantity do you think will be a maximum number that you might
have? Okay, let's
see.
I have one, two, four. I have 2 half-ton trucks and 2 3-quarter-ton trucks. And I have my own personal pickup.
So there'd be fewer than 10 vehicles, probably, right?
And then my secretary has a vehicle where she parks there. So just, you know, probably a total of 6 company vehicles there and a boom truck.
If we said fewer than 10 vehicles, that would probably handle your use.
Excuse me?
If we said fewer than 10 vehicles, that would.
Oh, yes, less than 10, yes, absolutely.
Your use. And do you have employees? You say you have a secretary. Any other employees?
I have a secretary as an employee and some subcontractors.
But they're subcontractors, they're not really employees, right? Okay, just one employee. And your hours generally, is it 6 days a week or 7 days or?
It's normally 5 days a week. And if we, see, I do a lot of traveling out of town as well. You know, we may come in on a Monday morning and a crew may leave and they may not come back for 10 to 15. I've even had them gone for 30 days at a time and they're gone that long.
Do they sometimes have to come back on a Saturday and park?
Yeah, sometimes they have to come back on a Saturday. Yes,
6 day work week should be adequate for you then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And hours, say 7 to 7, something
now
like
it's,
that?
From 8 till normally 4:30.
Okay, we'll just say 8 to 5. Would that be all right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And do you require a sign? I didn't notice one out, but do you have a sign or need have a, think you'll have
no,
a need to put
no,
a sign
I, no, I don't. I don't have a sign.
Can I expand upon that?
Yeah.
Would you like to have a sign?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Clarify the record?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lawrence. I think that's it, unless somebody else can think of a question that we need to answer. I'll defer to my fellow commissioners to fill in any blanks I left open. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We'll see if we have any blank fillers here.
Feeling a little rusty, are you?
It's too much tequila.
All right.
Careful.
Mr. Smith.
Is that okay on the record?
Mr. Absher, is there an aspect of what you do, perhaps your light-duty metal fabrication that you would say is helps support the ag business in your area?
Absolutely, it does.
And that would be?
I lifted an irrigation up for a farmer the other day, held it up in the air for him for 5 days while he treated his irrigation, and he couldn't set it back down until it had, you know, set up for 48 hours or something. And pretty much everything I do is for the farm industry and the, you know, the grain industry.
Thank you. That's all the questions for me.
Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Lankin, looking at the survey that we have here, is there a problem with the garage that's under construction with a setback of 8/100ths of a foot?
Well, it's actually an easement. And the setback hasn't been an issue if as long as it's an easement. If it were a dedicated right-of-way, then the setback would be an error.
Because I noticed that easement looks like it's designed to service the parcel in the back.
Oh, it is, but again, as I said, it's an easement, and I don't, is that easement owned by your, on your property, or is
yes,
it owned
sir.
By the rear property?
What I did, I turned a lot behind me over to my stepson, and we put the easement in so that he always had access to his lot. If he ever saw it, he ever wanted to move there.
So then we had this discussion several times on the 3-lot subdivision. If it's an easement, the setback isn't an issue because it's on that property. If it's a dedicated road right away, whether private or public, then there's a side yard setback of 15 foot. But this easement, see, his whole parcel is only 150 feet wide. You take 50 foot off of it, you've only got 100 actually. One end is 99.55 and the other end is 103, so it varies. So yeah, that's, it's a long, as long as it doesn't encroach into the easement.
Okay, thank you. No further questions.
Burton.
All my questions have been answered.
Mr. Lank.
No questions, thank you.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Council.
No questions.
All right, gentlemen, we thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1861, Absher Construction Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1861? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.